Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we have a great visit with our good friend Ed Yordan. Ed is his website is yordan.com, Y-O-U-R-D-O-N. And a lot of books that he's written. See a lot of articles there on his website that I encourage you to check out. Ed, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I've been saying now for a long time, since I've been doing my show, since 97, and which was, you know, as you may remember, you joined us in January of 98, right after we launched the show. And so we appreciate the 14 great years you've been giving us. But what I've been saying all along is that this technology thing has been a lot better for small business, you know, relatively speaking, than it has for big businesses. Because big businesses could always buy technology, even if it was rudimentary. But back in the day when they paid, you know, a lot of money for pretty rudimentary stuff today, it was still stuff that I didn't have as a small business owner. Today, I got stuff maybe that they paid $50 million for 20 years ago.
And not only that, they still have it. That's one of the big advantages, I think, of small business, is that small companies are not burdened down by 50 years of legacy crap that they paid so much money for, they can't afford to get rid of it, and yet it really limits how flexible they can be. And it's not only the computer hardware and stuff, it's also the culture and the mindset.
That's a big part of it, isn't it?
Yep. You've got these middle-aged men and women who are running the computer side of these big businesses, and, you know, they still remember the good old days and all the stuff that went with it. And the small businesses are typically run by younger, more nimble, more flexible, more aggressive people.
Like me and you, right?
I hope so, right. You know, and so on a technical side, it means that, you know, the small companies are much more able, both culturally and technologically, to leverage cloud computing and open source software and, you know, social media from a practical perspective. I mean, all these things we've heard about, but big business still thinks is a communist threat. that phrase even means anything anymore. And the cultural part that I see, you know, in this CIO book that I talked about, where I interviewed a lot of CIOs around the country, in big companies you see that they're still trying to control the way their employees use technology. Mm-hmm. When the average employee is bringing in his pocket to the office every morning more technology than these big companies could afford, even with their millions of dollars when they got started.
Well, for example, a classic example was when small companies, small business owners were adopting smartphones like crazy. The enterprise world was still stuck in BlackBerries.
And not only stuck in BlackBerry, but stuck with one device, whatever it was. It usually was a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
And the same thing with software applications, usually ERP systems for order entry and stuff like that. Yeah, the phrase now that you hear that's creeping into the big companies is BYOD, bring your own device.
Yeah.
Bring your own smartphone and we'll figure out how to hook it into our system. It's a very revolutionary idea. And, again, that's one of the differences between little companies that would take that concept for granted and big companies that are still fighting it tooth and nail for the most part.
Well, in the age of the customer, the work I've been doing on the age of the customer, one of the things I did, Ed, was to predict wars between the corporate council and the chief executives of these big companies over things like social media. I mean, I know companies that have taken 10 days for the legal department to approve one tweet.
Yeah. Sure.
In that 10 days, a small business owner might tweet 100 times.
Oh, or 100 times a day.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And they didn't have to ask anybody's permission. And this is an example. Now, it's not that we're going to run these guys out of business, but it levels the playing field, doesn't it, adopting technology?
Absolutely. Yeah, I heard a wonderful example from one of the airline executives who said he was at the airport one day and, you know, the flights got canceled and changed, and the customers, the passengers, found out before he did. He said, I'm the head of IT in my airline, and me and the reservation agent couldn't figure out, you know, what gate, you know, our flight was going to be at, and all the customers were thundering down the hall because they had gotten on their social media and all their websites say that was a very humbling experience, and he vowed that that was not going to happen again. But you got to give him credit because at least he saw it firsthand and realized
and admitted it.
And he, like you would always say, the customer is king.
That's right.
You know, if you don't make the customer happy, they're going to go to a different airline.
That's a funny story. Hey, Ed, yeah. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Don't wait so long to come back.
Well, you know my phone number.
I know.
I'd be happy to be back whenever you want.
We'll get you back again real soon. Always a pleasure. We appreciate you being here, and keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot.
Ed Yordon, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his website, Yordon. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.